Everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're taking a look at something pretty interesting, Document Villandoso. It's billed as an open source alternative to things like DocuSign. And before we get too far into it, just want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, SafeServer. If you are thinking about making the leap to open source solutions, these are the folks to talk to. They can handle your hosting needs and guide you through that whole digital transformation process. Check them out at www.safeserver.de.
Great to be here.
Yeah, so let's talk about signing documents digitally.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how it usually goes, right? Scan, print, sign, scan again. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, it is.
Document Villandoso wants to simplify that. And here's the real, like, intrigue here. It's completely open source. You can see the code. You can examine it. Heck, you can even modify it.
That's right.
Pretty unique for something in the digital signing space. So I've got some questions about how it all works, and luckily we have an expert here to walk us through it.
Yeah, excited to dive in. I think what's really fascinating about Documento is that it's tackling this really common pain point, like we were just talking about, that clunkiness of traditional digital signing, and then it's addressing it with a really forward-thinking approach using open source technology.
Okay, I'm all ears. For someone who's never heard of Documento, what's the elevator pitch? Like, what does it actually do?
So imagine you need to send a contract to a client with Documento. You create that document right on the platform. You send it off for signatures. You manage the whole process electronically. No more printing, scanning, chasing down wet signatures. They've really focused on making that whole experience smooth and intuitive, even if you're dealing with multiple signatures or specific signing orders.
Sounds way more convenient than what I'm used to. I did see something about a Teams feature, too. What is that all about?
Yeah. So the Teams feature is all about collaboration. So let's say you and your colleagues are working on a project, and it requires several people to sign off on documents. Well, with Documento Teams, you can create this dedicated workspace where you can work together on those signing workflows, keep everything organized, ensure those important documents stay secure within your team.
Okay, that makes sense. Collaboration is key in any business. Now, I'm always a bit curious about the tech behind these kinds of platforms. Like, I know a little bit about coding, but I'm definitely not an expert. What is powering Documento? Is it something I could wrap my head around?
That's a great question. So Documento uses what we call a modern tech stack, but don't let that intimidate you. It just means they're using tools and languages that are known for being efficient and reliable. They're working with things like TypeScript, Next.js, Prisma, and Tailwind CSS.
Okay, some of those names ring a bell. Could you break down what those technologies bring to the table? Like, what does using Next.js actually mean for the user?
Great question. So Next.js is a framework for building super fast and dynamic applications. What this means for you as a user is that Documento should feel really responsive and quick, even if you're working with large or complex documents.
Okay, I'm starting to see the picture here. So it's not just about the features, it's about how smoothly and quickly those features work, right?
Exactly. And when you combine that with the fact that it's open source, it gets even more interesting.
Okay, the open source thing, that's something I really want to unpack. I get that it means the code is open for anyone to see, but why is that such a big deal? Wouldn't that make it less secure? I mean, couldn't someone just, you know, slip in some malicious code?
That's a common misconception. Open source doesn't automatically mean less secure. In fact, it often means the opposite. Think of it this way. With closed source software, you're relying on the company to find and fix any security vulnerabilities. But with open source, the code is out there for everyone to scrutinize. That means more eyes are looking for potential issues, which leads to faster fixes and a more secure system overall.
So it's like a crowdsourced security team constantly keeping an eye on things.
That's a great way to put it. Plus, you're not relying on blind trust if you have the skills or someone on your team does. You can dive into the code yourself and verify that it's doing what it's supposed to do.
Okay, now that is pretty cool. You're not just taking their word for it. You can actually see how it all works.
Precisely. And this ties into a quote we found from Nitin Gupta, the COO of Prisma Inc. He said, quote, "If I'm confused by any documentation, I can directly read the code to understand what is happening underneath," end quote. That's the beauty of open source. No more black boxes, just clear, accessible information.
That makes a lot of sense, especially for something as important as signing legal documents, that transparency feels really valuable. So let's say I'm sold on this open source idea. Can I host Documento myself?
Absolutely. You have options. You can use their hosted solution if you want the convenience, or you can take complete control by hosting it yourself. They offer several methods: Docker Railway, Render, Koi, Balestio, each with its own pros and cons depending on your technical setup.
Wow, those are some serious tech terms. I'm definitely getting the sense that Documento is geared towards people who are comfortable with technology.
It definitely appeals to the tech-savvy crowd, especially those who value customization and control over their data. But they're also making efforts to make it accessible to a broader audience with a user-friendly interface and clear documentation.
So even if I'm not a coding whiz, I can still benefit from the security and transparency of Documenza.
That's the goal they're working, to bridge that gap and make open source solutions more approachable for everyone.
Okay, that's encouraging to hear. Now, I'm curious about the future of Documenso. Is it still under development? Are they actively adding features and improvements?
Absolutely. Documenso is a living, breathing project with a very active community behind it. They're constantly working on improvements, new features, and making the design even more user-friendly. They even have a template store in the works.
Hold on, a template store. That sounds really useful. What will that offer?
Think of it as a library of pre-made templates for commonly used documents, contracts, invoices, NDAs, you name it. It'll be a huge time saver, especially for businesses or freelancers who regularly send out the same types of documents.
Wow, they've really thought this through. This is shaping up to be a pretty impressive platform. So just to recap for our listeners, we're talking about Documenso, an open source alternative to traditional digital signing tools.
Yeah.
It's transparent, secure, and gives users a lot of control over their data.
Exactly. And they're constantly innovating, adding new features like the template store and making it easier for people to embrace the open source world.
This is definitely piquing my curiosity. What else is there to know about Documenso?
Let's dive into some of the key features in more detail. I think you'll be impressed by how much thought they've put into the user experience.
Lead the way. I'm ready to learn more.
All right, so let's break down some of those key features that make Documenso so user-friendly. One of the things that really stands out is the intuitive document creation process. And what I mean by that is you're not limited to just signing documents. You can actually create them right within the platform.
Oh, that's interesting. So you're not just uploading existing PDFs. You can actually, like, build documents from scratch.
Exactly. They've built in this really user-friendly editor where you can add text images and even interactive fields like those signature boxes and check boxes we talked about earlier.
Okay, so you've got this blank canvas and you just start adding the elements you need. What about those pre-made templates we discussed? Does the document creation tool tie into that at all?
Absolutely, it does. Yeah. Remember we talked about that upcoming template store? Well, you'll actually be able to use those templates as a starting point right within the document creation tool.
So instead of staring at a blank page, I could pull up a template for, say, a standard freelance contract and then just customize it to fit my specific needs.
Exactly. It saves you a ton of time and ensures you're not forgetting any crucial details. Plus, those templates will be vetted for legal soundness, so you can have more confidence that you're using the right language.
That's a huge relief.
Yeah.
I've definitely had moments where I'm like, wait, is this clause worded correctly? It's nice to know there's some built-in legal peace of mind.
Yeah, they've really thought about that whole user journey, especially for people who might not be legal experts.
That's really smart. Okay, so I've created my document and maybe customized a template. What happens next? How do I actually send it out for signatures?
It's super straightforward. You just enter the recipient's email address, add any relevant information like their name or role, and then you can personalize the message that goes along with the document.
So it's like sending a regular email, but with a special Documenso link attached.
Precisely. And from the recipient's perspective, it's equally simple. They click the link, they review the document and sign it electronically using their computer or even their phone. No need to print, sign, and scan.
That's amazing. Remember those days when we'd have to go through that whole rigmarole? It feels like the Stone Age now.
Right. Documenso is all about making that a thing of the past. And what's really cool is that the whole process is secure and legally sound. They use a combination of encryption digital certificates and those audit trails we mentioned earlier.
Okay, security is always a big question mark for me when it comes to digital tools.
Yeah.
I'm always a bit paranoid about someone intercepting my data. How does Documenso handle that?
Well, first of all the data is encrypted both in transit and at rest. That means it's scrambled and protected, whether it's being sent back and forth or just sitting on their servers. And they adhere to all the internationally recognized standards for electronic signatures like eIDAS in Europe and the eSign Act in the United States.
So those signatures actually hold up in court, just like a pen and paper signature?
In most cases, yes, of course. As with anything legal, there can be nuances depending on the specific jurisdiction and the type of document.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a good idea to consult with a legal expert if you have any concerns.
Good point. Now, one thing I really appreciate about Documenso is the focus on collaboration. We touched on the Teams feature, but could you delve a little deeper into how it works?
Of course. Think like a shared workspace within Documenso. You can create teams with your colleagues or clients, and then you manage document workflows collaboratively.
So instead of sending documents back and forth via email, everyone involved has access to the same platform and can see the progress in real time.
Exactly. You can assign roles and permissions, share templates, and track the status of documents as they move through the signing process. It streamlines communication and keeps everyone on the same page.
That sounds like a lifesaver, especially when you're working on projects with multiple stakeholders.
It's a game changer for teamwork, for sure, and it all ties back to that core idea of transparency and control that we discussed earlier.
Right. It's not just about making signing documents easier. It's about creating a more open and efficient way to work together. Now, we've talked a lot about the benefits for businesses and teams, but what about individuals? Does DocumentSo have something to offer for people who aren't running a company?
Absolutely. One feature that's particularly useful for individuals is the public profile. It's almost like a digital storefront for your documents.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more about that.
With a public profile, you can create this professional presence on DocumentSo and showcase pre-made templates for documents you frequently use. Let's say you're a landlord and you need your tenants to sign a lease agreement. You can upload a template to your public profile and then easily share a link with your tenants. They don't even need to create an account to access and sign the document.
That's incredibly convenient. It simplifies the whole process and adds a level of professionalism, especially if you're working with people you don't know well.
Exactly. It builds trust and streamlines the entire signing experience.
I'm seeing more and more how DocumentSo has really thought about the needs of a wide range of users. It's not just a one-size-fits-all solution.
It's designed to be flexible and adaptable. And remember, it's all backed by the power of open source.
Right. Transparency, security, and customization.
Yeah.
Those are some pretty compelling advantages. Now, I'm wondering about integration with other tools. Is DocumentSo like a standalone platform, or can it play nicely with other software I might be using?
That's a great question, and it's something DocumentSo has clearly considered. They offer several integration options, including Zapier webhooks and a robust API.
Okay, break that down for me. What does that actually mean for someone who's not a tech whiz?
Essentially, it means you can connect DocumentSo with a variety of other tools you might be using, like your CRM, your email marketing platform, or even your project management software.
So instead of having to juggle multiple platforms and manually transfer data, it all flows smoothly between different systems.
Exactly. It streamlines your workflows and keeps all your important information connected. For example, let's say you use a CRM to manage your client relationships. You could set up an integration so that whenever a new client is added to your CRM, a welcome letter is automatically generated and sent through DocumentSo for signature.
Wow, that's impressive. It's like having a virtual assistant handling all the tedious paperwork.
It really does automate a lot of the manual tasks that can bog you down. And because they're using open standards like Zapier and webhooks, you have a lot of flexibility in terms of which tools you can connect to DocumentSo.
That opens up a lot of possibilities. It feels like they're really building an ecosystem, not just a standalone platform.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see why people are so excited about DocumentSo.
It's definitely an exciting development in the world of digital documents and open source software.
Now, I know we've touched on the technical aspects of DocumentSo, but could we dig a little deeper into the technology behind it? I'm curious to know what makes it tick.
Absolutely. Let's peel back the layers and take a closer look at what's going on under the hood.
Lead the way. I'm ready for a little tech talk.
So as we mentioned earlier, DocumentSo is built on what we call a modern tech stack.
Okay.
Now that might sound intimidating to some people.
Sure.
But it really just means that they're using tools and technologies that are known for their performance, security, and efficiency.
Okay, that makes sense. So what are some of the key technologies they're using? I'm familiar with some basic coding concepts, but I'm definitely not a developer.
No worries. I'll try to keep it simple. One of the core technologies is TypeScript. Think of it as a supercharged version of JavaScript.
Okay.
It helps developers write cleaner code and catch errors early on, which ultimately leads to a more stable and reliable platform.
So it's like having a safety net built into the coding process.
Exactly. It helps prevent those pesky bugs that can cause problems down the line. Now, another key piece of the puzzle is Next.js, which is a framework for building web applications. It's known for its speed and performance, so you can expect DocumentSo to be pretty snappy, even if you're dealing with complex documents.
Okay, speed is definitely a plus when it comes to digital tools. I hate waiting for things to load.
Yeah.
What about the database? How is all that data being stored and managed?
They're using a tool called Prisma, which is an ORM that stands for Object Relational Mapper.
Okay.
Don't worry too much about the technical jargon.
Right.
But essentially, it helps the application communicate with the database in a really efficient and secure way. It's like having a translator between the code and the database, making sure they understand each other perfectly.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's all about streamlining those behind-the-scenes processes to make the user experience as smooth as possible. What about the visual side of things? How do they achieve that clean and modern look?
For that, they're using Tailwind CSS, which is a utility-first CSS framework.
Yep.
It's a bit of a mouthful, but basically it helps developers style elements quickly and efficiently, leading to a consistent and visually appealing design across the entire platform.
Okay, so they're using all these different tools to create a platform that's not only functional and secure, but also looks great and is easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to get a real appreciation for the thought and effort that goes into building something like Documenta.
Yeah, it's definitely a complex undertaking, but they seem to be doing a great job of balancing those technical aspects with the user experience.
Now, we've talked a lot about the technology and features, but one thing that keeps coming back to me is the open source nature of Documenta. I'm really intrigued by that whole concept. Can you remind us why that's such a big deal?
Absolutely. Being open source means that the code is publicly available for anyone to see, examine, and even modify.
Right.
This has some pretty significant implications.
Okay.
First of all, it promotes transparency. You're not just taking their word for it that the platform is secure and reliable. You can actually see the code for yourself and verify it.
So it's like having a window into the inner workings of the platform.
Exactly. No more black boxes. And that transparency also fosters collaboration. Developers from all over the world can contribute to the project, helping to improve features, fix bugs, and enhance security.
So it's like having this global team of experts constantly working to make the platform better.
Precisely. And because it's open source, you also have a lot more control. You're not locked into a specific vendor or forced to rely on their updates and support. If you have the technical skills, you can host, Documenta yourself, customize it to your heart's content, and even create your own version of the platform.
Wow, that's pretty empowering. It feels like a completely different approach to software development and distribution.
It is, and it's an approach that's gaining momentum in many industries. People are realizing the value of open source, not just from a technical perspective, but also in terms of ethics and community.
I'm seeing that the more we talk about Documenta, the more I'm sensing that it's not just about signing documents, it's about this bigger shift in how we think about technology.
You hit the nail on the head. It's about collaboration, transparency, and giving users more control over the tools they use.
Now, you mentioned earlier that Documenta has a very active community behind it. Can you tell us more about that community and how it contributes to the platform?
The Documenta community is this vibrant hub of users, developers, and open source enthusiasts who are passionate about the project. They connect on platforms like Discord, they share ideas, ask questions, help each other out, and even contribute to the development of the platform.
So it's like a collective brain trust constantly working to improve Documenta.
That's a great way to put it. And the Documenta team really values that community input. They're constantly listening to feedback, suggestions, and even contributions from the community.
It's amazing to see how open source can bring people together to create something truly innovative and impactful.
It really is. And it's not just about writing code. It's about building the shared vision for a better future.
This has been a fascinating deep dive into the world of Documenta. I'm honestly blown away by how much they've achieved with this open source platform. It's secure, user-friendly,
right,
and incredibly versatile.
I agree. They've really thought of everything, and the fact that they're constantly evolving and adding new features makes it even more impressive.
Definitely. And a big thank you to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive into Documenta. For listeners who are interested in learning more about Documenta or exploring open source solutions for their own needs, I highly recommend checking out SafeServer's website at www.safeserver.de. They can help you navigate the world of open source and guide you through the digital transformation process.
It's been a pleasure diving deep into Documenta with you today. Hopefully our listeners now have a better understanding of what makes this platform so unique and why it's generating so much excitement.
Absolutely. And if you're as intrigued by Documenta as we are, we encourage you to check out their website and explore the platform for yourself. You might be surprised by what you discover. That's all for this episode of The Deep Dive. We'll see you next time for another exploration of the ideas shaping our world.